Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Don't chew on that, Max.
Cooper loves that chew too.
Oh, now he's into Cooper's food. Wow, he is loving it. What do you feed Cooper?
Blue Buffalo Life Protection Formula. He never leaves a crumb. I love it because it's made with high-quality protein, nutrient-rich fruits and veggies, and wholesome whole grains.
Looks like we're switching to Blue.
Blue Buffalo foods are made with the superior ingredients your dog needs to thrive. Can your dog food say that? Visit feedbluefood.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. No Jerry Recco today. I've got the Eddie Scazzeri with me. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube people,
maybe? Oh, we're getting people. Oh. Yeah, the YouTube's improving.
Excellent.
I think so. I think we're moving along. I see it in my own feed sometimes. Like, it'll it pop up in a suggestion.
All right.
That had not happened previously, so we're moving along.
Making progress.
Making progress.
What are we, a year in?
I think that might be possible.
Yeah.
Somewhere after the new year of last year, 2025, we started that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking this morning on the Boomer and Geo show. There was a whole thing about sleep apnea and CPAP machines and things. But it got me thinking that a lot goes on in our sleep that gives results in physical things that are not pleasant.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. In that short period of time, you get eye crust,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes body odor
yeah.
comes out in the thing, sweating.
Yeah.
Bad breath, of course.
Yep.
It just is not a pleasant experience.
And then as you get older, like getting out of bed, sometimes it's a little painful, a little stiff.
Yeah, definitely a little stiff. And like now I've had to start walking my dog down my steps in the mm-hmm. morning because she has she's getting old. She's being an old lady. And I'll get out of bed. I'll shake the cobwebs,
yeah.
right? I'll even do like a stretching, like a little touch my toes just to, because I got to scoop her up and walk down the stairs. And if I'm not with it,
yeah,
I don't want to fall down.
You have to wake up.
Yeah, you got to wake up. But that's the weird thing. Like, I was never in my life a morning sex person because it's just disgusting. There's odors. Things don't smell. You know, just there's an aura in the room. Your breath stinks. Their breath stinks. Just there's. You do that at night after you go to a nice thing or something where you look at you all look attractive and you're in nice clothing. Good Lord, these morning sex people are animals.
And I have to wake up. I need caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. You need caffeine to get going in the morning.
Yeah.
So that whole sleep thing is just very, very sure. I have like, sometimes I sweat a lot. Like I'll wake up. Sometimes I'll wake up in what is the middle of the night for us, 10 p.m.
Yes.
I'll just be wet. I'm like, what the hell? Did you ever have wet dreams when you were younger?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Nocturnal emissions, they say.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like I don't like have a clear memory, but I'm sure it's happened. Absolutely.
Or like you've kind of sometimes what happens is you'd be having that like sex dream of some sort and you're actually like ejaculating.
I don't know if it's like a I don't know exactly if it's like a full thing or an, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's full.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe there's different things.
Who knows?
But I remember like sometimes like you'd be like kind of half awake and you're in the middle of it and you go, oh, this is going to be a disaster in the morning. And then you go right back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was living at home, you know, I guess when I was a teenager and this would happen and all of our laundry was in one, we had like a giant wooden laundry box in the bathroom.
Okay.
And everyone would just put their clothes in there. And then my mother would separate. She'd do whites or jeans or things like this. And I would take my balled up wet underpants from the wet dream and push it all the way down into the corner of the box of laundry.
Right. But she's going to find it no matter what.
Do you think if I asked her about that today, she would be like, remember that? Or she'd be like, you never did that.
She probably remembers. I don't think it's something she wants to talk about. Like, don't bring that up on Mother's Day.
Right. That's a good point. Probably not interested in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I guess all, like, mothers of boys, they got to see some crazy things, right?
Of course.
Because even, like, I know many mothers of boys, and they all talk about, like, they go into the boys' room, and there's just an odor about it. Like, it just, what is that? Odorness.
Right. Once they hit puberty.
Yeah, like the body oozes these smells.
Of course.
That it's just like, it's a combination of BO, right? Mm-hmm. Then they're probably whacking it in the room and that probably has a smell to it. You know what I mean? They don't wash their sheets as much as they should be washed.
Yeah. Like at that age, it's like every other day you would think.
Yes. Oh yeah, definitely. Maybe every day.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? So that's got to be an odor to it. Boys aren't big on opening the windows in their rooms. You know what I mean? It's just like a lot. Man, I had friends who shall remain nameless. I had friends who told me.
We only have a few.
I only have a few. That's true. That would crank it just on the floor.
Oh, and just let it spill on the floor?
Yeah, and then leave it there.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's a bit gross.
Very gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must say I've never done that.
Me neither.
No.
I would never even think to do that.
No.
That would I treat it like I've committed a crime and I want to get rid of all all evidence.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I light a fire in the backyard.
Yeah.
Put all the items back there. So I had this idea, you know, I'm carrying my dog down the steps. Mm-hmm. I want to see what you think of this. So I had this idea of instead of carrying my dog down the steps, she's like 60, 65 pounds, somewhere in there. Seems dangerous. I'm a very thin man with slim legs. I don't want to fall down the steps and then hurt me and her. So I thought, I saw this giant storage container at Costco, very heavy duty. And I thought, what if I got that storage container, I put her in it, and slid her down the stairs with me leading the way? You know what I'm saying? She's going backwards down the stairs. She's in the storage container. We're sliding down the steps. And I ordered. I got them delivered. I haven't put this together yet. I'm taking the crate. I put a very cushiony bath mat on the bottom of the storage container, plastic. I bought these things that kind of look like in the shape of a ski. They're furniture sliders, so you could put like under a refrigerator and slide it out. I glue those to the bottom of the container. It's now got some slide to it.
Yeah.
What do you think of that idea?
Let me ask you this. When you pick her up, or even like the first time you did it, was she like, what's going on? Or
no.
Was she okay with it?
No, she freezes.
Oh, okay. So then that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think if I put her in that container, I don't think she would freak out. I think she would freeze.
Okay. And then she would get used to it.
I would think so.
Like, is she freezing as much when you do it now, or it's the same?
Yeah, she freezes. When my alarm goes off in the morning, she gets out of her dog bed. I get out of my bed. And then when we know it's time to go downstairs, which is within minutes, she freezes. She also looks, this is so sad, she looks ashamed.
Yeah.
Do dogs have shame, you think?
I don't think so. I think they're just sad that something's different, that they can't do it. Like, yeah, I think there's some emotion there. I don't think it's shame, but I think it's maybe just sad that they can't do this anymore, and they're wondering why, because they don't really understand.
Hmm.
So I would think there's some emotion. I would not say shame is one.
Okay. But you do see, I've seen videos of people like where the dog, let's say the dog ate an entire layer cake while the family was out.
And they know they did bad.
they have that look on their face.
Yes.
Like, I've done something here.
Right. But that is like an obvious wrong behavior. This is just something she can't physically do anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would be shame. But there's definitely a sadness to it, because I experienced that with Quail. You know, she couldn't go up the stairs anymore, and she would just go to the bottom of the stairs and look up, and she was sad about it.
Would she attempt it, or she at some point just knew even to attempt it?
No, she knew.
Did she have an incident?
Well, she had a stroke in right before Christmas of 22, pretty bad one. And then we nursed her back, and, you know, that's where you were asking me about, you know, harnesses and all that stuff. And we had to sort of carry her for 6 weeks, you know, in and out of the house. And then it got to the point where she could use her front legs, and we're using a strap to support her back. And then she got to the point where she was, you know, pretty good for about 2.5 years. She would go on, like, you know, she would walk 5 or 6 miles a week on nice weather weeks and was doing okay. And then she was deteriorating the last few months. And then the day we put her down, she had another stroke. That at that point,
goodness,
we were like, okay, you know, this would be cruel to try to, you know, make her. And she was 16 and a half at that point.
Damn.
Which is very old for a lab.
Yeah. So after her stroke, she would go to the, when she was able to walk, she would go to the stairs and be like, oh yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Scoop me up.
Yeah. Well, no, we did. She didn't, because all the dogs used to sleep in the bed, but after that, she just slept, you know, downstairs on the big dog bed.
Yeah.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Yeah, I'm still trying to wrestle with this idea of, like, do dogs understand people? Like, even I was watching some dog whisperer episodes, and he always says, like, he's like, no, you're like, even when the people are walking their dog, he goes, no, shoulders back. This is for the human. Shoulders back, head up, air of confidence that the dog knows that, right?
Yes.
So how does a dog know confidence or... Well,
it's just body language. Dogs are, you know, they're good at... And they, again, they've been with us for, as our companions, for maybe as long as 30,000 years. And at least documented 15,000 years. So we've kind of grown up together. And some people make the argument that we got our social structure from dog packs and wolf packs, and that is very, you know, similar the way sort of we, our society evolved was sort of based on the way dogs were. So yeah, I do believe they can tell when you're, they can smell fear, obviously. They can sense sadness. They can sense anger. They can, and they just know, like, when I tell people who are meeting my dog Raymond, who is very, very sweet but very energetic, and I was like, you know, nice deep voice, nice firm hand on his neck, and he'll, you know, there'll be less shenanigans because he'll respect you immediately.
Oh, you tell a person that, yeah. not you to do on Raymond, you're, yes, telling this, correct, like a person.
And I just do it, and like I'm the pack leader in the house, and but yeah, you just have to have a nice firm hand. And you know, and other dogs who are fearful, you know, of people, you know, you go lower, let them sniff your hand, and you approach. So it's, it all depends on what the dog is telling you. You have to read their body language, and they in turn are reading yours. So, yeah, there's something to that for sure.
What about, okay, let's say you're on the phone talking about your dog, mm-hmm, to somebody. Does, yes, your dog know that?
If you say the name.
What if you don't say the name?
No, I would say no.
There's not an energy there where in the same room you're talking about the dog and the dog is in the room, even though you're on the phone. You don't think there's an energy that the dog knows something's up here?
Well, I again, going back to the way they sense emotions, I would say that would be part of it. But I don't know if they would necessarily say he's talking about me. You know, I don't know if I would go that far.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of videos online, but people are, in the videos when people are on the phone, they're using purposely keywords, mm-hmm, that the dog's favorite words, but they're pretending to be on the phone.
Right.
They'll be like, oh, yeah, no, you wanted to go for a walk. Okay, yeah, we can do that. And well, yeah, go out and,
right,
we'll get some treats when we go out there. And the dog's like, well, who the hell is,
right,
this person talking,
right,
to?
You're saying all these my words.
I always do think that it must be very confusing for dogs when we are on the phone.
Yes.
Like not in a busy house. Like I don't have a busy house. It's
nor me.
Right. So I do talk out loud to the dog all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm on the phone, is the dog, does the dog think the same thing as when I'm just talking to the dog as when I'm talking on the phone?
I would say no. I think they would figure that out. They would understand, oh, this is the time when he talks to that piece of plastic that is holding to his head. I, you know.
That lunatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now with, you know, the whatever, FaceTime calls.
Yeah.
When my sister-in-law and my little niece call, you know, sometimes we'll show the dog. And he'll kind of, and he reacts more to her dogs, my sister-in-law's dogs, than to my sister-in-law or my niece. But he does sort of recognize. And Raymond is the one who shows interest in the television screen or the iPad. He'll react to other dogs or, you know, animals, cats.
Visually?
Squirrels. Yes. He sees that and he, you
know. So why do other dogs not have any?
I don't know. Some make the connection, hey, this is a television show. It's not real. But. Yeah, my when I had cats, my cats used to love to watch. I used to put on the bird and squirrel videos from YouTube on. They love that, and Raymond loves the one. He gets really interested when there's another dog or a cat or a squirrel or something on the screen.
And then will they also react to the sound of a dog barking on television?
Yes, but there's a lot of.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
you chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Especially older movies and whatnot, they use sort of a canned, like, dog sound, and it doesn't really, it's not saying anything in dog language, but in some of the ones where it's the actual dog's voice.
Like a real video, like if you put on a YouTube video of somebody with their dog.
Right, that those sounds make sense to them, whatever the dog is saying or communicating. Like you play those sort of canned ones that are just random dog noises, nothing. But the other ones, they react more to.
Yeah. Yeah, my dog doesn't react to any of that stuff. She doesn't react to the visual television or the things on television.
Yeah, I've had two that did. Harley was our first seeing eye dog that came back to us. Did, and now Raymond, who was a rescue, he does. But the other two in between, Cooper and Quail,
Yeah, I see so many dogs on videos on the internet looking at television.
Yeah, it just depends on the dog.
Yeah.
Maybe it's some dogs just know if there's no scent and no depth perception, they just kind of realize, oh, it's fake, it's not real.
Yeah.
But others, and actually now that I think about it out loud, Harley and Raymond, when we go on walks and they'd see like, you know, a statue or something, they react like, what is that? And I'm like, it's not alive, not real, you know. But the others don't. So whatever that is, that part of their brain, you know, it was common for those, for they had that in common.
Now, my dog, generally, the only noise that she makes is she whines, right? So she whines about everything. But every now and then, if we're on a walk, she'll do a low growl.
Hmm.
And then I start looking for an animal, like either a cat or the fox that's running around. And so many times she does the growl for a while before I spot
the
animal.
Yeah, Raymond, when I'm taking him on the walks, he's very squirrel activated. And of course, the squirrels are always around.
Those squirrels make weird noises sometimes, right? They go, eh.
Yeah, I don't see it, but I know it's somewhere, and then I'll see it.
Yeah, but he's giving you the warning.
And does she react to the geese?
No, I wish she would, because she acts like they are not there,
and they could be trouble.
And they around the spring when they lay eggs by the lake, they get very protective.
Of course.
She has no concept.
Yeah,
they could come at her. She does not.
And yet, but with a cat or a squirrel or a fox, she does react.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand. I wish she would be fearful of the geese.
What about the gulls? I'm sure you have gulls all over. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Gulls.
No.
Because Raymond reacts to the birds, but there's something in his head he knows he can't get them.
Oh, like if they're too quick.
Well, you know, they're in the air.
Oh, so in the air, yes. So. That will also be a hindrance.
But he does sort of react to them and kind of, but he's doesn't get, like he kind of knows now that I can't get that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so interested the way when dogs meet other dogs on walks. It's so interesting because sometimes it's so funny, like if you were to think people, not just the sniffing buds, of course, but like, my dog is taller, so when she meets a shorter dog, she like goes right up nose to nose, but like well above the other dog. Like, how you doing?
Yeah.
It looks like it's like done in trying to be an intimidating, like, I'm much taller than you.
Yeah. Or it just could be logistics.
Or it could just be logistics, yeah.
Does she react to well, I don't know if you even have them down at Bradley Beach, but rabbits?
Rabbits, yeah. She same way as squirrels now. She'll look at them, but she doesn't really go after them.
She's not interested in chasing.
No. I mean, unless it startles her and one runs right across, then she'll go for it. But generally.
Yeah, Raymond wants to chase everything. He reacts to every squirrel. They're all in. They're all over.
There's this guy that's just a couple blocks down from me, and I believe he hand feeds squirrels.
Oh, okay.
As just, he does it on his porch. Mm-hmm. He's hand feeding these squirrels. So that short block, when we go down, the squirrels don't care that we're coming down the street. Like, they don't move from humans or dogs. Mm. And I'm just like, man, one of these days, this dog is just going to grab one of these guys because they're not, they don't fear people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy's out there. Yeah. Must be cool to hand feed a squirrel.
It is. It's
right?
Very cute.
Yeah, very cute. It is weird that we'd never really domesticated squirrels. And I have a couple squirrels in the house.
Well, I mean, we kind of, I don't know if the right word is domesticated rabbits, but, you know, people kept
them. We do have rabbits,
to eat.
Mm.
And, you know, and other livestock, you know, we domesticated. A lot of the animals we domesticated was to eat them.
Yeah.
Or to use their milk. And then with horses, it was like, oh, they're going to work for us. They're going to take us places.
Yeah, get to work.
Yeah.
There's a Italian food store in New Jersey called Livotti's.
Mm-hmm.
They have a couple locations. I was there a couple weeks ago. It was so disgusting. And I know we accept what we eat as normal and what we don't eat as abnormal.
Right.
They had a like skinned rabbit, full rabbit for sale to cook. Oh, that was so weird looking.
Yeah. Yeah. My Italian relatives growing up, they had rabbit all the time.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess because it's so small, you make the whole thing.
Yeah. And whatever. Stew or whatever. I mean,
I don't like that.
It's probably good.
Mm-hmm.
Tasting, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I never really. I've tried it.
Yeah, me neither. And I'm
knowingly.
Not gonna, yeah, I'm not going to try it either.
And venison is another one.
Yeah,
like I know I've had like venison chili, but it's chili, so it's like
there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I feel like I would try elk.
I think I've had elk burger, bison burger,
bison. Sure. I had when I was in Montana.
I may have even had ostrich.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing that was like really super gamey.
Yeah.
I've heard venison is a little gamey. For me, lamb, I'm not a big lamb person.
Yeah, I've never really. I think I've had it once or twice.
Yeah. And mutton would be even.
Ugh, mutton chops.
A further off the table for me.
Yeah. All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up program. I did that with Peter Schwartz of all people.
Did.
Wow.
And you made it through.
I made it through.
Yeah, tomorrow. It's going to be another day.
Tomorrow is another Peter Schwartz day and another Eddie Scazzeri on the post-game podcast.
Yes, you're going to have to maybe come up with some other things besides the national championship game.
Yes, oh, for sure. I'll be looking for stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that tomorrow. Until then,
see
you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!